That's exactly it. And that's what I came by back and told my ag legislative assistant. I basically said, look, I got bad news, I got good news. Bad news is I'm not on the ag committee. The good news is I have relationships, good, solid relationships with Republican members on the ag committee. And that's how we're going to be able to work our stuff in and represent our constituents in the 19th Congressional District. And that's exactly what we're doing. Look, I'm still on Ways and Means, therefore trade. I'm still protecting our trade there through committee and make sure that our producers have the benefit of me being on such an important committee. But at the same time, like I said, this is a place about relationships. You know that, Tony, based on the members you've talked to. And let me tell you, those that represent agriculture districts, it's really easy. One, sure, we could come back here and point out our differences, okay? Most of my Republican colleagues on the Ag Committee that have Ag districts are from pretty red districts. I'm from a pretty blue district. It's easy for us to point out our differences. But what I love is that we work to find our similarities, especially when it comes to common ground and focusing on what type of crops and what type of benefits and what type of funding we can provide for our producers. And let me tell you, if there is a bipartisan committee, look, we're going to see our fights coming up in the Farm Bill when it comes to the conservation and SNAP. We get that. But you got to look at the bigger picture. And for the most part, it's a pretty bipartisan bill. And that's why it pains me that I wasn't on the Ag Committee as I was for my past three terms, but I'll be back on. And even if I'm not on, like I said, my relationships give me the foundation to make sure that I get in my priorities for my constituents in the 19th Congressional.